What's so great about?
Hello and welcome to What's So Great About, the podcast that has the A's if you have the Q's. My name is Terry.
My name is Andy.
Andy, how the bloody hell are you?
Very, very well, Terry. And you?
I too am well.
Great to hear it. There we go. You like that?
Yeah, I like it. I like it a lot.
Now, folks, if we sound a little bit different...
Danny's fault.
We're recording from home. Technically, it's my fault. Technically. I mean, on paper, it's my fault. But the studio is closed for 2 weeks because my office is closed for 2 weeks. And despite the fact that it's a family business and I've been working there 12 years, they're just not comfortable with me slipping in and slipping out.
Hey, I've been in my job 12 years as well. How mad is that?
Hey, look at us. Yeah. Now, did we both leave Centre at the same time?
Well, I went to Australia.
So I left
it maybe a year before you.
Hey, someone had a great idea. Already derailed. So someone had a great...
Hey, look at that bird.
A great idea. Someone
well,
had a great
wall
idea
is
where
blue.
We go back over our very first podcasts and have a listen and see how painful it is. Now, maybe it's not a full episode, but I think we should definitely make it a segment of an upcoming episode
or
something.
I mean, I listened in the last old one I listened to was when I took time off when Bonnie was born. That was 4.5 years ago. And I listened back to like our first ever episode of Put It in H, our Camp Krusty episode.
Oh God.
And then I can only imagine what the previous, like, Catch of the Day. Soup du jour.
That's what I want to find. I want to find the Catch of the Day. Before, like, this is pre-Put It in H. Here's that fucking mosquito.
I mean, it's on SoundCloud somewhere, right?
Yeah. Oh, I have it on Tumblr. Something like that.
Oh, yeah. I remember we did a Tumblr. All right. We tumbled.
I had to. Yeah, well, we tumbled, all right. But...
Already, yeah, I'm looking at my levels here, Andy, and I think you're going to have to do some magic in post because it's just...
Why?
I don't know.
Too high?
They look low. A little peek behind the curtain.
Too low?
Yeah. Yeah. We're going to leave it in.
No, I think... I mean, if it's picking up the Yeti mic...
Yes, it is.
...then it's fine. Well, yeah. I'm hearing you fine. You sound bloody brilliant to me. Dulcet tones, Terry. Am I pronouncing that word right?
Oh, you. Hey, did you hear the big news... over the weekend in Hollywood?
No.
From San Diego Comic-Con.
No, what happened?
Oh, you didn't. So, you know the way Marvel are on their arse at the moment, except Deadpool. You know, Deadpool, and I'm looking it up right now. Opening weekend for Deadpool and Wolverine, domestic total $235 million, $496 million worldwide in a weekend. So, you know. But the reviews have been pretty bad. I saw your brother.
They've been dog shit. Yeah. Get into a bit of an online spat with the head reviewer from the Irish Times.
I mean, I stand with Donald Clark, let me tell you. Even though I haven't seen the movie yet.
He said, I was listening to his podcast about it today. And he's like, look, I shouldn't have done it.
Like, I knew when I read it, I was like, I bet he's regretted this.
Yeah, do you know what I was thinking afterwards would have been the best thing for him to do?
Living well.
Because he had a great...
It's the best revenge.
He had a great comment that was... Yeah, now, I mean, apart from not doing it, which he'd probably say himself, that's probably the best thing. But if he'd a quote tweeted the thing with his comment saying, you'd give a 1-star review to chicken for not being beef, I thought that was a good line. That would have been a nice little zinger.
Yeah.
And then leave it, you know what I mean? But, But by all accounts, it's not good.
Yeah, apparently. It's like...
Of course it's not good, though.
It's fun. There's cameos galore, whatever. But, like, as soon as you walk out of the cinema, apparently you have forgotten about it. Which is, you know...
Is it one of those that...
Like, you know?
Yeah, of course you are. He's a happy, good-natured American, good-looking man.
Canadian.
Okay. North American.
Yeah, okay, fine.
Man.
just wanted to pull you up.
All right, I'll give you that.
You are the worst negotiator I've ever seen. All right, I'll give you that.
This tracks. I'm not going to lie, but why? Give me your reason this time. What's he done? Does he make shit? He makes shit movies. No,
he's always on. Forever. Yeah. I'm like, all right. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Where's the off switch?
Mm.
And if that's just him, poor Blake Lively is what I say.
Poor, I'm sure she's doing just fine. I'm sure they're both doing just fine.
I mean, they're four kids together. Hey, here's something that people forget. Before he married Blake Lively, can you tell me who Ryan Reynolds is married to?
Married to?
Mm-hmm. Before he married Blake Lively.
This is a mental show. It wasn't Jennifer Aniston, was it?
No.
Right, that is mental. Yeah, I knew that was mental. Who?
Scarlett Johansson.
Goddamn.
I mean,
that goddamn motherfucker. Yeah, so he's obviously doing something right. You know what I mean?
I mean, he's a very attractive man that's ripped to shreds.
Very, and he's funny. I'm sure in everyday conversation. I'm sure if we had him on the podcast now, he'd have us both cracking up. You would not be sitting there stone-faced. Like, actually, I didn't care for that joke, Ryan.
I'd kill myself.
It's not really my bag, to be honest.
If he is just doing his motor mouth quippiness or whatever, you know.
I don't know. I think he's harmless. He's fine. And I don't even like... I don't like Deadpool. Like,
you've never
seen
a Deadpool?
No, I saw a bit of one, turned it off, didn't like it, but...
Oh, great, so we don't have to do it for the pod.
What?
We don't have to do it for the pod.
Oh, good.
No, because I thought you might actually want to do it, and I was like, if we were to dip our toe into superheroes...
It's one that I would have thought on the surface that, like, oh, I'm definitely going to like this. Mm. But I didn't. It was just like, no. I can't remember why, but I was just like, no. And then two, I'd imagine is more of the same, and I'd imagine this is more of the same.
This seems to be the worst one, and your man Sean Levy is a terrible director, I would say.
Ooh. Shots fired from former TV and film podcast, What's So Great About.
But anyway, the big news out of San Diego Comic-Con.
That wasn't even it? Okay.
No. So that was because I was saying they're on their arse apart from Deadpool.
Okay, sorry.
So, you know the way it was supposed to be Kang from Loki, remember, or He Who Remains from the season finale was going to be the big bad guy in all the movies.
Yeah.
Jonathan Majors.
Oh, yeah.
The black guy. He was like, I don't know if he was arrested, but like there was accusations of like assault.
What?
Yeah, so he's like, he's done. He's out, right? They kind of killed him off.
So now they got to pivot. Oh, yeah, is pivoting. This? Yeah, sorry. Come on, I won't spoil the big thing. But
well, they're pivoting, like they're doing Doctor Doom instead of Kang. And did you see who's playing Doctor Doom?
Or DJ?
Yeah.
How is that all right?
I mean, they backed a truckload of money up to my house. I'm not made of stone.
I've seen by all accounts he's getting mega perks. On I this, where he's getting like flown 80, in privately all 80 the time,
million.
But he's also getting like his own little like caravan quarter or something of the it's on the block. I don't know. Like, yeah, some bullshit.
Because they brought the Russos back.
What is it? Oh, have they?
So they're back for the good. Two Avengers movies. But they're getting like 80 million as well.
Whose dick has Robert Downey Jr. sucked?
It's the other way around. They are like on their hands.
I'm not
and
seeing
knees.
It. This is. Why though?
Because
he's not that
Man.
Good.
Yeah, but like he's Iron Man. It was like when they were the most successful, and now it's like, oh, we've got all these new stars coming. Don't worry, we've got Shang-Chi, we've got the Eternals,
and more. Shang-Chi and the Eternals logo just spinning.
So apparently. Because the Fantastic Four are the next big thing, and like it's going to be like an alternate universe
starring my man John Krasinski.
No, no. No, no, no.
What?
Oh, no, 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 no. Thankfully not.
Boy, I've seen clips of him in it.
He's in, he played Reed Richards in Doctor Strange, The Multiverse of Madness.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Can't fucking keep up with this shit.
Sam Raimi does a great job of...
Here we go. Here's the Sam ass kissing again. That's without, Sam. Without what does he do a great job of?
Without, he makes string cheese out of him. You won't remember. Like, he literally, like, at one point, John Krasinski gets turned into, like, string cheese. Like, shredded. It's amazing.
I bet you loved that in particular.
Oh, man. I'm so good.
Oh, well, that's good. Well, look, I'm not gonna go and see anything that Marvel have to do unless you make me, to be honest. But
I might go see the Avengers ones now. The last, yeah. Like, I haven't been to see a Marvel movie since the Eternals. I brought my nephew to see the Eternals.
Well, maybe he loved that, did he?
Or maybe I went to see Ant-Man and the Wasp. That was terrible. That was really bad. Like, I didn't put me off going to see the Guardians of the Galaxy, the third one. You know what I mean?
Was that supposed to be any good?
I watched it. It's fine. It's a bit upsetting, to be honest. It's not nearly as fun as the other two. Big theme of it is like animal cruelty and animal testing.
Just make fun movies again. I mean, you idiots. Just make fun. Good CGI or no CGI. Just good movies that actually progress the story in some way. Lead on down new avenues, not just a reheated microwave version of an MCU movie, you know?
That's what they're saying now, because they're paying the Russos $80 million, Downey $80 million. It's like the CGI budget is going to be minuscule.
Again? It's like, I could just picture the Marvel, the CGI guy's been like, okay, Marvel have promised us, they're giving us $81 million and they're not going to budge. It's like reports of Robert Downey Jr. for $80 million. Like, come on.
That was the big news out of it. Did you see his unveiling?
No.
It was like,
no, I don't care.
No, but me neither, to be honest.
I mean, at the time, you know, I don't mean in this conversation.
No, but like, me neither. But then I saw the clip and it was like, I don't know, there's something about Downey, you're like, fuck, he is a star. Like, he takes off the mask, he steps out with the Doctor Doom, the place goes crazy, and he's like, arms out, like, you know.
Oh, so that was the unveiling, like, they took the mask off him. Yeah, oh, that's pretty good. Like the Masked Singer.
If that helps.
Who the fuck is that behind the mask?
And he took it off, and like, he just, you see him kind of look off to the side and give somebody like a little wink. And you're like, you know, he's just feeling himself so much. And you're like, God damn it, he like carries.
Do you know what though?
Like a star.
That's the cocaine.
He's clean.
Is he? I mean, they're not doing USADA testing on these pricks. I feel like RDJ has always been like that. True highs and lows. He's just had that sort of like, hey, I am him, as they say these days. But you know what? It works if you're playing those roles. You know what I mean?
I mean, he just won an Oscar, Andy, this year.
Did he? For what?
Let me tell you about a little movie about the man who invented the atomic bomb.
Oh, he won an Oscar?
Yeah, he won. Him and Killian both won the Oscar. My pal Killian.
Well, good for him.
Yeah. What's been going on with you?
Fucking RDJ. Not much. I've been off for 2 weeks.
Been off for
Well, not for 2 weeks. I will be off for 2 weeks. I'm currently on whatever, day four. And I tell you, I thought I was going to, because normally I lose my mind by Sunday night. I'm ready to go back to work.
So less than 48 hours.
Yeah, essentially, of pure family time. And but no, hey, I'm in shorts here, getting bitten by mosquitoes. But I'm in my short weathered frame of mind. You know what I mean? I never wear shorts.
Do you know? I wear shorts every day on my commute. If it's weather
acceptable. On your commute?
Yeah. So I bring my work gear in my bag, and I'm in like shorts and a t-shirt. And Sometimes a hoodie.
So you hike into work.
Pretty
and
much.
Then... yeah, well, it's very freeing, I will say. Got myself a PS5, as you spotted when you were in my house the other day. And it's, do you know what? It is brilliant.
It's a behemoth, is it?
It's great. It's just, I'm here playing Red Dead. Do you know what? I'm up at night playing games again.
Mm.
And I rolled a joint. Actually, I rolled two joints.
Nice.
But they're halvesies. And I was like, I'm going to have these. And I had a Kit Kat Chunky and a fucking some sort of drink. And then just a bunch of time ahead of me to play. And I was playing Ghost of Tsushima. Tsushima?
Yeah.
I don't know how you pronounce it.
I have that on PS4.
It's okay. I thought it was better, to be honest.
I thought it might have been better because the reviews were great.
Yeah, rave reviews. Like, and I was like, oh, well, I'm definitely going to play that. And it's kind of like, maybe I'm just, spoiled from
Red Dead. Have you got the open world part of it yet?
I don't think so.
So, like...
Have you played this?
Yeah, I've played it. And the first part of it is very... No. Oh, God.
Excuse me, I have a life.
I got to the bit... I guess it's like... The game hadn't even really started because I was like, this isn't really fun. It's like you're kind of on a path and you have to do this, that, and the other. And then
that's where I'm at.
Yeah, and then when you get out of the towns or whatever, you're on a horse with your buddy, and that becomes like an open world part. So you have to play for like 3 hours before you get to the open world bit, I think.
Okay.
So if
you know what?
Time,
it's just like the graphics are fine, but like. When I switch from that to Red Dead and I've got proper open world and unbelievable graphics and gameplay, nothing clunky about it, no, like, just it flows, it looks great, it feels great. I don't have a jet engine about to take off while playing it, which also really helps. I signed up to PlayStation Plus, so you get, like, whatever, loads of games.
It's like Game Pass or whatever, is it, like?
Yeah, something like that. But so that's been good. I've been enjoying that. I was in Bridgewater today because it's Kerry's birthday tomorrow, and she broke her phone. So it's gonna. I was like, okay, I'll get her a phone. Easy,
nice,
easy. Now, when I tell you, I felt like Dennis Reynolds in that episode where he's trying to get a phone and can't.
Unlocked or whatever. It was like, okay.
She I didn't even have her phone. I was just like, I just want a brand new phone, right?
Yes.
And so I go into three. I'm waiting about 10 minutes, right? And there's only two customers, two people serving, two customers, and that real pontificating, like, oh, is it? So if I change mine, and like, yeah. And tell me now, what if like that sort of stuff? Where I'm like, fucking come on. And they finally get to me, and I'm like, I'm so Dennis in my energy, where I'm hyped up, but I'm super nice, and I'm like, I would like to buy that phone over there, please. The bill pay, whatever. It was only kind of like a budget phone, but all Kerry said she wants it for is to tell the time and to make calls, and or texts or whatever. And so the price said 120, and then she's going through all the things. Does she want to change her number? I'm like, no, it's fine. Like, well, I'll just take her number.
Like, yeah,
whatever. And I didn't know, like, I'm so old, I'm assuming that it just works the way it worked 20 years ago. And she's like, okay, that's 150. I was like, oh, is it not 120? She's like, oh, that's for new customers, like transferring from another company to Three. I'm like, okay, so but existing Three customers have to pay more? And she's like, yeah. I was like, okay, I'll leave it. And then I left. Right, yeah. And then I went to Vodafone then. They didn't even have the prices on there. Prepaid phones. It was like, first question he asked, what network is she on? I'm like, and I'm thinking, right, well, this is what they want. She's on a different network. She's not on your network. He's like, oh, well, in that case, it was something else ridiculous.
£600, please.
And it was like, and so they offered me the phone that they had in Three for 150. It's like, and it's the phone that she had, that she broke, that she hated. It's like, yeah, it's 200. And I was like, pfft. I was like, now, not to be a cheapskate, it sounds like I'm maybe a cheapskate, but like, we don't normally, I got her a bunch of other stuff too, but the phone was going to be sort
it's
of
a big
like
piece
the big
of the
thing.
Present.
So I just had to come back and just say to her, like, look, I told her the whole story about the phone. What? Oh, your connection.
No, your connection. It said red.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Yeah. Yours was red, not mine.
Okay. Oh, excuse me. Anyway, I don't know what you heard. But anyway, it was so eventually I didn't get one because I was just like, you know what? I'm going to just get one off refurbed or swappy
refurbed
or whatever.
Refurbed is great. I got a Google
refurbed.
Phone.
That was
a Google phone. Get her a Google phone.
Yeah, I want one. I want a better phone.
Good camera. If she wants to be taking pictures, it's a good camera. And I got it on refurb. I think it was like 170 or something like that. And it...
That's good.
Let
me ask you a question.
128 gigs.
When you put the quality into it and it was good, great, or excellent, the excellent bumped it up by like 70 quid or something. Did you put excellent?
I think it was very good, the one I got. I went by price.
Okay.
And it was like very good or whatever.
Was there many scratches on it when you got it?
No, it was perfect. It was absolutely perfect. Like, so
what I'll do.
I would recommend that because, I mean, when I can swing it, I want to get myself a tablet from refurbed, like an iPad or something. So I can watch movies. I watch a lot of movies on my phone on my commute, but I'm like,
I want to
have a bigger screen and be like, Mr. Big Shot on the train.
I'm trying to think, is there a better option for you? Not really.
Than a phone? No. I'm not going to bring my laptop.
Than a tablet.
And this laptop, I don't know if you can hear it, it sounds like it's about to take off or explode in my face. So
is this the Mac that you've had
for Mac that I've had for like
27 years?
No, this is my second Mac. So like this one is, I've had this one probably 10 years.
All right. Well, it's had a good life, huh?
Yeah. But some browsing, it's fine. Like I went on Twitter on it the other day. It was like.
Oh, really?
And I've got it plugged in and all. Like.
It's because it knows. Oh, the fucking, do you know what the best thing I've seen on Twitter in the last few days? You've probably seen it a bunch. It's all over the timeline today. Of that guy.
The brick.
Giving. The fucking it's so fucking funny. It's like he's giving it the Billy Big Bollocks and I'm gonna square right up, like, this is what you're up against, you know, me and all my and the fact he gets hit in the chest and the back of the head at the same time with a brick, and he's like, alright, maybe it's best I get out of it, and then the biggest brick of all hits him right in the fucking balls. It's so fucking funny. Oh, that is just pure comedy.
I love the internet. Like, I do. I love it so much.
Brilliant. Well, listen. Unless you have...
I never actually explained what my Vegas reference earlier on was about, but we're doing a mailbag episode. You've seen the title.
I noticed you like to call it a mailbag episode. Now, I'm not going to be calling it that when I'm naming it. Is that all right?
Yeah, sure. What are you going to call it?
Q&A.
Mm-hmm.
Or ask us anything, or Q's for that age, as I put it on Patreon.
Mm-hmm. Well, whatever keeps them coming back.
Sorry, I'm trying to swat a mosquito here.
That's what I'm looking
I know it drives you mad when I go, but these things are a fucking menace. I can't believe the rest of the world doesn't have to deal with these.
They do. What are you talking about? any human climate does. Thailand,
I don't mean of course they exist outside of my
you're in bubble, you're a sphere.
No, but I mean the rest of, like, I feel like Irish people, it's not a thing. Like when I say mosquitoes to you, you're like, no.
You mean nobody else gets it as bad as you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, is it an Arco thing? Is it because we're living by the sea?
I think it's probably by, you know, you have a pond right behind your house. Yeah. Like, I think that's probably it.
Anyway.
Before we get into the people's Q&A.
Yeah?
I had a Q for your A.
Oh, please.
So, we were talking. Well, I actually heard this on a podcast, and I brought it up to you off mic of a topic. I thought it was a very interesting question of, if you could only watch one actor's filmography for the rest of your life, who would it be?
Yeah.
And by that I mean, you choose the actor, you can only watch any movie that he's in.
Okay.
For the rest of your life.
Or she.
Yeah. Or they.
Nothing wrong with women.
We both know you're not going to pick a woman.
I might go Meryl Streep. Now, I have one question before I answer a few quid pro quos. do they have to be starring in the movie?
Yes. That's the whole point. Oh. What do you mean? How would it work?
I thought it was just like the a filmography, like someone's filmography of films that they appeared in.
They don't
either
have
to, starring yes, or but, support or yeah, were no, just no, maybe in it for 5 minutes.
Okay, you phrased that terribly.
What did I say?
If they're starring in the movie, they're in the movie.
Yeah, but they don't have to be. But they don't have to be starring in the movie, is what I said, right?
No, but when you say starring in the movie, if you were in the movie 5 minutes, you're starring in the movie.
Oh, I thought starring is like top billing.
No, no, what? No.
Yeah, star. He's the star of the movie.
If you might be 100% top billed.
Oh, Terry.
No,
100%
no.
100%, I'm right here.
It says starring Russell Crowe, Joaquin Phoenix, blah, 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 and it goes with and all or right. whatever. So when you get down to all the right. and, you're still in the starring bracket, Andy.
Okay, I feel like you got me on a technicality there, but fine. That's fair enough. Fair enough. Okay.
They have to be, if they're in the movie, you can watch them.
In any
movie.
Capacity?
Yes.
Okay. Can I give you my answer, or yes, do you want to give me yours? Yeah.
No, you go first.
I would probably go with someone who's just been in a lot of movies.
That's
you know what
a
I mean?
Good choice. You have a bit of variety there.
Because my first thought was like Leo DiCaprio, obviously. And then I was like, no, because it'd be a bit too, like, I'd be sick of him. And then I was like, Robert De Niro, maybe? But I'd probably go with someone like Sam Jackson.
Okay, you know? Okay.
Because he's just been in so much, and he's been in a lot of my favorite movies, and like probably a bunch I haven't seen.
I'll
and,
tell you.
Like,
I just watched Pulp Fiction yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
Fucking hell.
Like Tour de Force.
But like, he's never ever been better. Very few have been better in that movie than Sam Jackson.
Yeah,
you know, like
I agree. He's incredible in it. It's arguably his defining role.
It totally is.
Arguably,
he should have won the Oscar for it.
Yeah, I don't even want to know who won.
Never been nominated since.
What?
Yeah, just that.
Although I suppose like
Jackie Brown
probably.
Django.
Yeah, but like, probably
he's really
fair
good
enough.
He's really good.
Probably fair enough, realistically, though. Yeah, Django maybe.
Should have been nominated like, for The Negotiator, really.
Yeah. Well, anyway, that's yeah.
I'm kind of similar with that. Mine is Gene Hackman.
Oh, okay. Hackman, of course.
You get four Superman movies. You get some westerns. You get. Tell you, he's appearing in a couple of Tony Scotts that we're going to be covering, and I can't wait.
Oh, really?
He's just the best actor.
That's on the Patreon, folks, by the way. We're covering the movies of Tony Scott. We just are about to record Beverly Hills Cop 2, and we've already done Top Gun, wasn't it?
Top Gun.
And
Bevy.
It's a good time.
Delightful movies coming your way. I did a
Hackman,
bit of
though, yeah.
I did a bit of off-piste Tony Scott while we're talking about him. Remember the two the two ones I had, the alternates, Revenge, starring Kevin Costner, and Spy Game with Brad Pitt and Robert Redford. I'm glad I didn't force us to include them, because they're both like three stars.
Yeah.
You know, they're not
great. They don't sound... I'm glad that we didn't.
They weren't even that fun. The Costner's a funny guy. Like Costner is a
not ha ha funny.
No,
in any capacity.
A romantic
really. I don't think I've actually ever seen an unfunnier actor. Now that I think of it, than Kevin Costner. I don't think I've ever heard him laugh, smile, crack a joke. I don't think
funny is in strange.
Yeah, like, he's strange. All right,
like. I don't know if you saw, like, he sunk $39 million of his own money into his Western epic Horizon and American Saga.
It's like Waterworld, basically, like,
yeah,
just over bloated, over budget sort of thing. Or?
3 hours. He made part one and part two, and he planned to make part three and four. Apparently, he's still looking for financing for three and four. But yeah.
Loser.
It did not do well at the box office. It's doing very well on video on demand. That Yellowstone crowd are there.
That's nothing though, really, isn't it? Though that's not what you want.
See, but he owns it, so he can sell the rights every time, and will probably make he'd probably make his money back, you know, in perpetuity. Right. But like, He's a guy that, if you think about it, from the late 80s to like the early 90s, he was the biggest movie star in the world, or one of them. And then just fell off a cliff completely, like.
But he's still he was found out, or he
like.
Did?
No, because he's brilliant. Like he's when he has the juice, he's amazing. But I don't know, like, you know, I think the back-to-back Waterworld and The Postman like kind of crushed him, and he was never the same again.
Like. Yeah, I kind of liked Waterworld at the time. But I don't know why.
I had to watch it again. I remember hating it.
How long was it?
This thing, it's long, probably like 2.5 hours of like.
Yeah. Do you know, nonsense. I have to admit something. I rewatched Doctor Sleep the other day.
Too long?
So I was watching. Oh, it's way too long, Terry. Oh my God. Oh my God.
It's not really.
Like, I realize now when I was flicking through the talky bits to get. I was like, Jesus, good. Oh, that's a great bit. That's a great bit, too. But Jesus, when
Why
you have.
Why are you rewatching it?
I wanted Kerry to see it because I was such a fan, right. And I was like, "Oh, she'd love it." And I was kind of like, "It's like it really took the sheen off it." It did not need to be that long at all.
Director's cut is 3 hours, man.
Like utter bollocks. Anyway, I've got some questions. All right. Okay. So we're gonna hit up the patrons first. They matter most to us,
of course.
So. The first question from Joe Hall. Have ye seen Mr. In Between? If so, what did you make of it? I just finished it and I think it's possibly the best TV show ever. It doesn't have the depth or character development of The Sopranos, much smaller scale than The Wire, but honestly, every minute of it is perfect. Now, I obviously haven't seen it or even heard of it, but Terry?
I have seen some of Mr. In Between. It's a 30-minute crime drama. But kind of funny as well, like a dark comedy. It's a guy who's like a fixer for the local crime boss in Australia.
Oh,
it's good. It's good. But
would you say it's one of the best TV shows?
I'm hearing that from people. I started watching it. It was just before we had Gus, and I started watching it. It was probably the worst time to start watching a TV series, and haven't really gone back to it. It's on Disney, so you know it's there for me.
Okay.
I should probably keep watching it, to be honest. I really enjoyed what I saw. So
okay. Well, like, I can't really speak on that one, but
I've heard people say like it's one of the best because it's the 30 minutes. I think is a big thing as well. Like
yeah,
you know, it's very hard to get your hands on a 30-minute drama these days.
Yeah, because they're cowards, Terry. They don't have the guts to try and tell a story in half the time. Hmm. You know what I mean? So, if anything, I commend them. I don't know anything about them, but I commend them. Next question.
Mm-hmm.
Rob McAdams. I've seen plenty of people post nostalgic videos / images, like a video of teenagers shopping for CDs in 1999 with the caption, "Take me back." What would be your ultimate take me back year, situation, context, whatever? And, you know, my algorithm is full of this, like willingly, because I stay on it a lot. Of like just little things,
so it's gonna bring it back around. Like,
yeah, but I know I deliberately want more. I would have to be 90s for me. You know what I mean? In terms of like a take me back sort
Why,
of thing,
though, like because you were like 13 or something by the end it of was the just, decade.
I just think 15. I would say
15. You were born in 1984, were you?
85. I mean,
that
that's...
That is 14.
You're in finance, right?
That is 14. 99.
85. Yeah, I was... Okay, technically, I didn't turn 15 until 2000.
2000. Yeah.
Okay, fine. Technically, you're right. Okay. My bad. All right.
1984 seems too old for you, yet... Yeah. Surprisingly, it's only 1 year young. 1 year
I'm
old.
An 85s man. I'm an 85s man at heart.
Six.
But I would go, yeah, I'd go with like 95, 96, 97. Mm. Something around that era. Pre-internet. And just, I don't, like, I wonder if everyone would say the same about their childhood at that age, regardless. I hear people 10 years younger than me longing for the days of 2007, you know.
I think mine is about 2007, to be honest.
Would it?
Because I'm trying to think, it's 2024 just now. I would have been about 23, 24, and I'm like, at that point, maybe it would have been, 2007 is actually right, because I moved out of my house. And I was living in Baldoyle with the lads, and it was like completely free. And I was always into movies, but I kind of done like a much deeper dive into them.
You found yourself.
Kind of, like, because, and it was like,
yeah.
I was also at that point, I kind of got my groove, if you pardon the pun,
sexually.
Socially, you know what I mean?
Oh, okay. Okay, excuse me.
Yeah, I mean, that's all in there. It's all a piece of it. But
it's
like,
all part of it, isn't it?
I was feeling myself at that time.
I wouldn't say in awe.
You were an old man at that stage, like.
Yeah.
You were settled. You were settled since you're fucking 20, like.
Yeah, true. 2000 and moved in together in 2005.
Fuck.
Got together in 2004. It's nearly coming up to our 20-year anniversary in like 3 weeks. But I know, right? But I would always be like, I can't do what he's doing. You know what I mean? Even just to have the confidence, or just to know the social cues of, like, I remember we were out once
it takes time.
You were chatting to a bird, or it mightn't even have been you, it might have been someone else. You were chatting to a girl. And I was still hanging around, and I didn't get the hint to, like, fuck off. You know what I mean? I was like, yeah, what do you think about some bullshit? Yeah, but, like, someone had to say it to me, like, in a nice way.
Andy Ryan be like, let's just probably walk over here, like.
Yeah, you know what I mean? And I'm like, I would have been, like, there could be alarm bells going off, and I was like, huh. That's funny, you know. Like, I just wouldn't have known. I was like, how does he have these street skills that I don't have?
I remember like our friend, like, Tom saying to his coffee, he was like,
Tom
Coffee.
Thomas. Does he call himself? Okay, thank you.
Well, you call him Thomas? I call him Tom.
Thomas?
Yeah.
I just call him Cough.
Cough, yeah, but like, anyway. Yeah.
Tom. Okay, sorry. Sorry, Tom.
But he said to me one time where it was like, he's like, just look at them. And I was like, what do you mean? He's like, just look at them.
I remember you saying this, yeah.
And I was like,
ew, creep.
It was like an epiphany, though. It was like Animal Kingdom or something. If you take a step back and be like, he's like, by looking at her, he's showing interest in her. Mm. And then it's like, she'd be like,
here we see the male pursuing a female from across the bar. Yeah.
And but then, like, eventually she'd be like, what are you looking at? Like, what are you looking at? And then they just start talking, and then he's so
how does this work? How does that work?
That'd be like, it doesn't help that he's quite a handsome man.
When you've got his charm and good looks, sure. It's like, well, I don't know, what are you looking at? Like, listen, mate, fuck off, yeah? Like, that's what would happen if I tried it, you know? I don't know, what are you looking at?
But you gotta shape it to yourself as well, like, you know? So, like, I couldn't do exactly what he did, but I picked up a few techniques that I would, like, and then, something, and then, like, that.
Twisted them for your personality, like.
I always remember the first time it worked for me, where it was like, there had been a girl at the bar, she was Brazilian, and like her friends were being chatted up by one of the lads we were with.
Yeah.
And like, I kind of was coming up to get a beer and said hello to them or whatever. So chatting to them for a little bit, but nothing going anywhere. And then they were sitting over on a couch, and I remember being like, it's like hot coffee was appearing behind me, like, just look at them. And so, like, every now and again, I would like, just like look over or like and hold it for, you know, 20 seconds or whatever, and then like look away. And then at whatever point, it was like the third or fourth time I did it, like, she just like patted the seat for me to come over, and like, I couldn't.
Is this real life?
Yeah, no.
Does this work?
I couldn't have been less, like, almost like pushing my mates out of the way to get over to the seat, like,
excuse me.
Like, in the middle of a conversation with Mark. Yeah, so anyway, like, poof, get out of the way.
Mr. Simpson, like just smoke in Terry's shape. Oh, it's another world.
Yeah, no. So you know, probably around that time when it was like,
yeah, that's pretty good. You had a good groove.
Good groove, and like, like I say it now, and then I'm like, if I tried to do it now, I'd be like, oh, this is hell. You know.
Oh yeah. Oh, I wouldn't want to do it now at all. But I was always in awe.
Like, it's a different type of excitement you have.
It was pre Tinder, pre, you know, all that sort of stuff, you know.
Even just every night out was like an exciting night out, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Now it's like, and because everything, you've such a life you've built for yourself.
Nothing beats being home.
You think so?
You know what I mean? Absolutely nothing is better than being home. I will tolerate everything else outside of the house.
Just,
you know what I mean? And in some, yeah, and in some cases, like, it's fun and it's fine, you know, like, and all this. But like, if you were to give me the option always of what would you rather do, I would rather be at home. But like, this is fine. This is nice. This is good. You know what I mean? Like. I mean, I don't know. Maybe am I talking bollocks there? Maybe some situations it wouldn't be, but
I don't know. But like, if
largely 95%.
It was just more, you know, doing way more stuff. And now it's like, I mean, this is a part of having young kids. That's like, you don't get to do stuff until they get a little bit older. Like,
But also people bother you more when you get older, I think, because your tolerance levels go way down when you get older.
And then
when you
have kids, tolerance on your kids, that's the thing. You're using all the tolerance.
Yeah, so I definitely don't have any tolerance for you, fucking drunk guy idiot at the bar.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, fuck off. Anyway, next question.
Andy, no.
Have you guys watched Presumed? I mean, what is it with these questions? Sorry, guys. We love you, patrons. We love you. Christian O'Neill, have you guys watched Presumed Innocent on Apple TV? I've watched it over the last week and thought it was excellent.
Christian.
Derry, back over to you.
You obviously weren't listening last week when I mentioned it.
No.
I was saying how it's as if Jake Gyllenhaal just stepped off the set of Roadhouse and into this show.
Oh, that one. Yeah, he plays
a DA that...
Did you say you liked it or you didn't like it?
I did kind of like it because it's kind of... It's David E. Kelly, so it's kind of...
No, well, shocking. Why didn't you say that at the start?
You don't know who David E. Kelly is?
No, of course I don't know. Ali McBeal. Dropped the E as well. David Kelly. All right. E.
Ali McBeal.
You pretentious
LA
twat.
Law. Like, you know, he's been around for years. He's been doing it for 30 years. So you know it's kind of going to be a bit like ridiculous,
right?
Jake Gyllenhaal in this. I watched the movie with Harrison Ford. So they did a movie in 1990 with Harrison Ford, same basic thing that the prosecutor Rusty Sabich is on trial. He's on trial for murdering another lawyer in like the DA's office, but he was also having an affair with her and he was kind of obsessed with her.
Nice.
So Harrison Ford plays the original one, and like with Harrison Ford you're like, oh, I'm rooting for you, Indiana Jones, even if you have a bit of an edge and maybe you did kill her, I'm not so sure. This one, Jake Gyllenhaal is just like a roided out monster that I'm like, even if you didn't kill her, I kind of wish you're going to go to jail. Like,
yeah, yeah.
By the end, I was quite satisfied with it, I have to say. It's only eight episodes, 40 something minutes an episode, you know.
Well, in answer to your question, Kieran, yes, we have watched it, and we, the podcast, by association, enjoy it.
I enjoyed it. It was a week to week. You know what? I liked watching it week to week, which is.
Yeah.
A lost thing these days.
It is lost. I do like that.
I'm not watching House of the Dragon. I'm never going to watch it. No. There.
No, never. Never, sir. Yeah?
Never. Hey, what's your best one word impersonation? Like, you can only say one word.
Jeff Daniels. Fuck. Fuck.
What's that from?
I don't know. One of them. All of them. Speed.
It's not from Speed. Because he just makes the face.
Yeah, I knew
Speed.
You were setting me up. I knew you were setting me up for that.
See, he just makes the face in Speed. And then he...
Yeah. No, he says fuck.
No, he doesn't. Not when he blows up.
Not there. No, not there. But he definitely does earlier in the movie or something.
Great.
Something.
Yeah.
But something. You asked me. I don't know.
You were saying it was when he... I knew by the way you were saying it. You were saying...
I wasn't gone because it's the whole thing about he's acting with just his face. I seen the clip. He's seen
that?
Someone else. He's like, he raised it and then dropped it. I seen it.
What a pro.
He's great. I love him. What about you?
Never.
It is good. Yeah. Fucking love Michael Caine on Twitter as well. It's just the most random shit he's tweeting out. Like, he'll tweet a picture and then he'd be like, Sammy Davis Jr., Bob Hoskins is the next tweet. Like,
I don't know who it was on Twitter that I saw. It's like, true as it ever was. Quote tweeted him.
Yeah. And you know what was funny? Like, clearly it makes no sense, but people who love Michael Caine, like, the first comment under it was, both very talented, Sir Michael. Hope you're well. And I was like, ah, you dick.
Yeah.
Anyway, next. Lads, what property, be it a band... Oh, sorry, have I been naming these?
Okay.
Anyway, this is from Neil, long-time patron, dare I say friend. Lads, what property, be it a band, song, movie, TV show or whatever, is super popular and everybody loves, but you just don't get? Like, I hate Gogglebox and I don't understand why it exists, but it's one of the most popular things on TV. Now, personally, I do like Gogglebox. I'm fond to a point. Okay.
I tell you what I don't like. Rabbit hole, and then I was able to extradite myself from it and have watched it.
Yeah.
You know,
I think Celebrity Gogglebox is actually way worse than regular Gogglebox. Celebrity Gogglebox is so it's actually sad because they're so performative and they're so trying hard. But the people who actually watch. Who they've chosen for the regular Gogglebox show are actually
Some of their reactions can be brilliant. Like,
yeah. Some of them are really annoying. Yeah. But you know, but in terms of, I mean, we've kind of done a little bit of it before. I've always said The Wire.
I've got a hot take that might.
Oh, please.
Hopefully, none of our fans are listening to this. But for me,
well, I mean, they're obviously. Our fans. I'm sure they will.
It's Taylor Swift.
No, good luck. Yeah. That's all I'll say.
So if you never hear from me again, I love you all.
Okay, it was the Swifties.
Yeah, I just don't get it.
I get it.
You get it?
You know, I get it. And there's a few absolute bangers, to be fair, that she's had. Not necessarily in the last 10 years, for me.
Shake It Off is like, the only one that I really know.
Shake It Off, I Knew You Were Trouble is a banger. There's a few bangers, like there is. I can't think of them now. I wonder if it's a banger. Like, she's so globally stratospheric now that's maybe
people talk about her she's beyond Beyonce almost. And you're like,
delightful.
I'm like, what are we doing here? Like, Beyonce is a queen.
People love her.
And this
Taylor Swift is good. She writes her songs. She's
don't
talented.
Like her. Here's the thing. I don't like her. She contributes more than anybody to society. The demise of Earth.
Do you know what? I'm gonna flip it, and I'm gonna say, I seen Coldplay were playing Glastonbury a few weeks ago.
They were great.
Huge amount of hate they got online, just for being Coldplay. He was a bit naff. Was he? I didn't see the talky bits. I was just seeing the hate.
But
I was like,
about.
The whole like thing about like
Michael J. Fox and all that, like, is it?
They're
bit,
such
it's
yeah,
bit
or
naff.
Like, oh, they're so. I don't know anyone who ever likes any Coldplay songs. They're a fucking bunch of cabbages or whatever the fuck they said. I don't know. Definitely wasn't cabbages. I don't know.
How dare but,
like,
they?
Now, I don't particularly like Coldplay, but like, they've got some really good songs. Do you know what it is? The Scientist.
Mm.
I love The Scientist, and I love the one "Tears Stream Down Your Face."
Miss You.
You know the big one. Yeah, I like that one too.
Both from their second album.
Mm, are they? Maybe I'd like that album. Maybe I should listen to that as a whole.
Do you remember Parachutes?
Is that from Parachutes? I thought that was their first.
Do you remember Parachutes?
Oh, yeah.
What a fucking album, man.
We Live in a Beautiful World, that one. That's a great song as well.
Don't Panic Me is the name of the song.
Whatever, I don't know the name.
Shiver. You want to get on Shiver. Remember Shiver?
Yeah.
Don't
no.
you shiver.
Don't know about that now.
I mean, but I'm not doing like, justice.
From about Clocks onwards, I'm kind of like, nah, no thank you.
Clocks
like
is the first odd album, one. So yeah, fair enough.
What?
And maybe it's the second album.
Oh, it was like, it wasn't even the second as well.
Oh, totally. Okay.
Go on.
Yeah.
While Terry is doing that, I'm trying to think what else. Do you know what, as well? If I may, as well. Folks, I'm talking to you because Terry's gone. He's looking.
I'm here.
Clocks
okay. is from their second album. It was.
Is it?
Yeah, Rush of Blood to the Head. So, how about that?
Oh, I remember the name of that, all right. Okay.
And that has the other two
Once again. Like, God, I go in so sure of myself on all these. No, definitely not. I'm like, oh,
yeah,
okay.
The Scientist, Clocks, God Put a Smile Upon Your Face with the singles.
Yeah, that was all right.
That was good. Where do we go? Who won't see?
Do you know what, though? This came up on Twitter as well the other day of, oh, it's the 17th anniversary of Spider Pig. And
there you go.
And I'm like, there was one comment that said, am I the only one who didn't find this funny and the whole world lost their minds about it? Was and everyone was like, you? Oh, I bet you're fun at parties. It wasn't me. I was like, no.
Your burner account. Like, I remember you fucking hated it so much.
I can't. It was I can't get over it.
It was on your Bebo page.
Ironically?
No, so you were like, dislikes. It was like, fucking Spider Pig.
Oh, yeah. I can't fathom, like, he's walking him on the roof, Spider Pig, like doing
it was
the song.
Huge,
like,
but
the idea that people are like, oh, brilliant! Like,
also,
17 what is
years,
happening?
17 years, like what an anniversary!
I know, yeah. Of the introduction of Spider Pig, and like the movie was okay. It had some funny bits. I didn't necessarily hate all of the movie.
It's not great,
but yeah, like I wouldn't watch it again. But the Spider, I don't understand. I'm like, it's one of those things where I'm like, have you all lost your minds? do you have anything else on that? Is there anything that you dislike?
You said
Taylor Swift. Sorry.
You haven't given us the one that you dislike.
The Wire.
The Wire.
Spider Pig.
Oh, Andy.
You know, The Wire. Do you know what? Hey, you'll hate this. I think you should leave.
No.
I don't like it. I've tried to watch it a few times and I've turned it off every time. And most of the clips you send me, I'll find some
funny
to say because I don't want to be a dickhead, but like some of them I'm just like, I don't even know at which point I'm supposed to laugh at, you know what I mean? And the thing, well, here's the thing, he's very funny, like I think he's very funny, yet it just doesn't work. The show doesn't work for me, and I know
totally
I'm the minority
works.
Here.
The show fucking is hilarious.
Do you know what I think it is? And it's not the show's fault. There's a certain like American style of comedy, and sketch comedy in particular, that just doesn't resonate with me. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, you're always like a British sketch comedy guy.
Very much. Yeah. Like, and there's some American stuff, obviously, but like SNL and like, you know, I know they're apples and oranges, these two, but just, I don't know what it is about the delivery, the timing, the it's not subtle.
I mean, sketch comedy can be so hit and miss.
I don't know.
There's just what I like about it is that it's left of center, the comedy.
Mm.
You know what I mean? And it's weird.
Right.
And that's what I like about it. And I think more often than not, it's the delivery of a lot of stuff where like he'll be giving out. He's like, I didn't fucking do shit.
Yeah.
Like,
do you know what? There's a meme that makes me laugh a lot where it's like, he's in the hot dog suit. It's like, we're all trying to find the guy who did this or whatever. Like, that always does make me laugh, to be fair. But yeah, no, I think he's funny, but just the show just doesn't.
That's a heartbreaker.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I know that's a big one.
I think you should leave.
I know. I'm sorry. All right. Next one from John Nagel. All right, lads. New Deadpool and Wolverine film. I was considering bringing this up at the start when we were talking about it, but I didn't want to derail us any more than I usually do. Got me thinking of what other crossover movie would you like to see? Could be interesting or just funny. It doesn't have to be superheroes. Dr. Sleep/Blade? Question mark. He said, "Ha ha, that wasn't me sarcastically laughing." I don't know. Do you know, I struggled with this one.
I've got a couple.
Oh yeah, go on.
I think Bad Boys and Beverly Hills Cop.
Could be great. Nice, yeah, very good. Very good.
Or could have been great. You know, I mean, I think they're kind of made for each other. The one that was rumored that I got really excited about actually and never came to fruition was 21 Jump Street and Men in Black.
Ooh, which, that would have been good. Wow.
Would have been very good, I think. Like
another Will Smith joint.
The one I would like the most would be like Pulp Fiction and Heat.
Ooh.
Like two LA movies.
Yeah.
Just imagine in the middle of one of the heists from Heat. John Travolta just wanders into frame or something. Yeah. I don't know. Like,
see, I think I'd like
try to rip off Marcellus Wallace or something like that. Like, you know.
Yeah, yeah. They are like De Niro and Pacino are having it.
Maybe like Oceans and Heat. Oceans 11. I think and Heat.
That would probably blend a bit better. Yeah. I really have to see Heat, but I keep feeling like I'm not allowed. Yeah,
it's on the list, Andy. Once we get to our long-awaited heists miniseries.
Yeah.
Could be next. Who knows?
I'd like to probably put movies that don't belong, like American Pie and Casino or something. You know what I mean? Like Jason Biggs just getting his hand smashed with a hammer, like, you oh god,
what? That's who you're holding out for, Biggs. The pie.
You know, yeah. Sherman fucking like been whacked over the phone with Joe Pesci. Do you tell him to go fuck himself? You know.
So who,
something like that. Stifler, like
is it Stifler and Oz burying Joe Pesci in the desert?
Stifler and Oz would be like, like Oz is like giving the speech in the car, so he's like, where he's like, I said suck me beautiful, and then all of a sudden someone comes behind with a wire, like, you know, like, Jesus Christ, Oz, get the fuck
out. Striker.
I didn't tell you to leave live.
I don't think he's coming back. And he's gone.
Okay, let's keep going. See, this is what you don't get with the studio records. Okay.
All right. Okay.
I think we have one more. Okay. Oh no, I'm in the wrong thing.
Oh.
Okay, last one. If you could pick one TV show that you could continue indefinitely. This is from Evan O'Donovan. What would it be? Let's say a TV show that you enjoyed watching so much that you would happily watch a new season of it every year for the rest of your life. It can be a current or finished TV show, and you can assume the quality of it stays at a high standard.
I mean, the obvious one for me is Seinfeld.
I was thinking Seinfeld too, yeah. By the way, sorry, before we continue, I'm holding the mic. This is probably the wrong time to ask about an hour in. Can you hear when I jiggle the mic around?
Not really, no.
Okay.
So, okay. Unless it's going on my ear end, but I can't hear it on the Zoom.
Okay.
Seinfeld was the first thing that popped. I'd like gladly watch another 10 seasons of it. Like,
true, right?
Or would the have qualities. Gladly have watched 10 more seasons, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe not.
But what about the rest of your life, though? Is there any show that you would... Because the thing is, like, I mean, like not to get too granular with it.
Community, I think.
Yeah. Season 2 quality, if that maintains.
It's like some of the season 6 episodes are very good as well. Like,
are they?
Yeah. Like you should. Yeah, you should rewatch them. Like even season 5, like the ass crack bandit, like stuff like that.
Oh yeah, that's good.
You know, like there's lots of good stuff in the later. What season
is it when Troy is like, "I am the true repairman"?
That's 3.
Right. Kind of. Yeah. It was all great.
4 is the one, like, that I kind of skip a lot, and that's when like Dan Harmon got fired.
Okay.
And then he came back for 5 and 6, like, and the quality shot up again. 4.
Speaking of Dan Harmon, Do you know what? I've been watching, obviously I watch Rick and Morty a lot. I think Rick and Morty is fantastic, and I think the latest series that's come out on Netflix is just as fantastic. Yeah. I don't know how they've done it with the voices. I don't know how they've gotten Morty. Is it AI? Is it like how have they done that?
Three different people.
That's incredible. So like it's indistinguishable.
Justin Roiland did 20 yeah. voices. It's a different yeah. guy for Rick. It's a different guy for Morty now, and it's a different guy for another supporting guy that Morty that Justin Roiland did. I can't think of it now off the top of my head. But yeah, they just hired actors that like
it's fucking mimic unbelievable. Him pretty much,
which is the funniest thing of all. That like.
I know, but like the quality of that is amazing. Yeah, and I think South Park, to be fair, has been going for I don't know how many years, it's still like you know if you're going to stick on an episode of South Park that was just made last week, it's probably going to make you laugh and it's going to be fun.
That maybe I'm going to start watching Family Guy again.
New Ooh, is it still going? Guy?
Yeah, it's still going. Yeah,
is it? What season is it on now?
I'll tell you now.
20 something, surely now.
Yeah, I mean, like, Fox is still doing them. It's one of their big shows.
Wow. That's mad. I haven't seen it in years. Family and like I kind of assumed 20, it just
22.
Stopped.
It concluded wow. in April 2024. And they'd done 15 episodes.
Wow. Well, let me know how you get on if you do that, because I don't know why I'm not watching it, to be
it's
honest.
It's there. It's on Disney. So, like, you know, I'll be like, huh. I want to do like a taste test to see.
Yeah, dip your toe.
I heard people talk about the last two Simpsons seasons being brilliant, like the latest ones.
Fuck off.
I watched an episode that was like they did a Fargo, yeah. a Coen Brothers type thing. So it's a bit of No Country for Old Men, a bit of Fargo.
Yeah.
It was okay, but it wasn't the Simpsons. You know, it was yeah, something that's the different. Thing. Like
it's weird. It's like just, you know.
It's not.
Well, I guess they tried it with Disenchantment.
Never, I mean, we talked about it for years. It'll never be what it was.
No.
I still think of like, one of the funniest jokes in that. It's like when Homer is looking to buy the car. So it is actually the Mr. Plow episode. Oh put yeah. it in H. But when the truck hey. Pulls up and the window rolls down and it's the pig. Looking at
yeah,
him,
yeah.
giving him like the stink eye, like
yeah, yeah,
it's just amazing. Like you know, it's just one of the funniest images you'll see. And then it's like, oh, we have like 50 more of these for the rest of the episode. Whereas
yeah,
oh, now yeah. it's just like you're straining to wring the juice out. Like
it's yeah, where it's literally previously, it's like if a new episode got two of those 100 jokes. In
it's
those episodes, it's that's actually pretty good, lads. Listen, we got a couple of ones. I don't think we've time for any other ones. That's all of our Patreon questions. And frankly, it's gone on for longer than I thought. Should we wrap it there?
There was just one more I wanted to check. Which Olympic event do you think you'd be best at? That comes from Gary Kane. Just quickly to wrap us up.
What do you think?
Olympics are on now. You know, like.
Oh, okay, good one. Yeah.
So, you know, be current. You're all about being current these days, Andy.
That's what it's all about, Terry. Have you seen the engagement on some of our latest posts?
I'm going back.
We're going to the moon.
Where I'm going. I don't need engagement.
Oh well, you always gotta have engagement, Terry. Do you know what I'd say for the Olympic one? Something like curling.
I was gonna say curling. I was gonna say curling, man. Like
the ice one where you're just letting it go and then let the other chumps do the work for you. You know?
Well, I don't want you on my team now, if that's your attitude.
No, we'd be on opposing teams. I wouldn't be doing the sweeping. That's hard work. I want the easy work.
No, the sweeping is the best part.
No, let me just get in a line and just fire it down.
I think you might want
both. If it overshoots it, you overswept. And if it undershoots it, you didn't sweep hard enough. You know?
I think you might blame the other. Bowls, Andy.
Oh, bowls would be good. There's nowhere to hide in bowls.
Yeah.
You
know? Well, that's the thing, isn't it? Like, I know it's like, whatever I do, I'm not wrong. It's anybody else's fault. He underswept it. Like.
Yeah. The fucking idiot underswept it. Like,
did you see the guns?
Known for lashing out at his teammates.
see the shooting?
Yeah, I seen the Korean one.
What a badass.
How badass, yeah. I'd love to do something like that. Something that's not that athletic, you know.
Somehow I'd make it explode in my hand or something.
It would just fly up out of your hand like,
yeah, somebody's dead. Yeah.
Oh yeah, 100%. I wouldn't trust myself.
Just going home in a body bag.
Yeah.
Or I'd blow my foot off or something like.
You'd Alec Baldwin someone.
Oh.
Oh, I'm sorry.
He got off.
Good for him.
Did you hear the clip of him?
Oh, it's like that. It's like,
it's like, yeah. You called him a cocksucker.
A cocksucker.
Like, and his
it's like something from 30 Rock. It's like, I always liked him. I whatever. Well, it says we have a recording here of you calling him a cocksucker.
Did you call him a cocksucker? It's like, yeah. He's looking down at the table and he's just like, oh God, Lemon.
Answer the question, Lemon. Brilliant. Cocksucker, Lemon. Well, look. Really?
Really?
Okay.
Okay.
Well, I'm gonna
say something here.
Okay,
folks, if we're sounding a little bit off kilter, whatever, like low on my end, but like even just our timing, it's because we haven't done it by Zoom in a long time.
They understand. You don't need to explain yourself to them.
I just, you know.
Appreciate it. But I think we've done pretty good, considering it's fucking 11 o'clock on a weekday and we're doing this. By the way,
happy to do it.
Thanks for listening. But
not at work.
Do you have work tomorrow?
Nope.
Oh, nice.
Thursday is my day off with the kids.
It's tomorrow Thursday? I tell you, I'm losing track of days. I've been off for so long.
When you're unemployed, weekends are meaningless.
Okay, folks, you can catch us on Instagram at What's So Great About Pod. Thank you so much for the feedback on recent episodes. Thanks for liking the posts. Thanks for sharing it, but no one's done that yet. But no problems there. You can find us on TikTok, you can find us on Twitter. We're not that active there, but mainly
untapped market.
Hey, do you want your question to be asked next time we do a Q&A? Because if you haven't heard, we're not doing movies on the main feed anymore. We're broadening out on the main feed and we're going niche on the Patreon. So on the Patreon, Terry, you have the most gormless look on your face as you're reading that.
There's just some Man United news.
Oh, sorry. So if you want to be the one to ask the questions on the next Q&A, you got to be a patron for that. We asked the patrons first, they got their questions asked. Anyway, but apart from that, you also get 2 extra episodes at least a month. You get early access to all the main episodes and you get instant access to a back catalogue of about 300 of, dare I would say, our best episodes. If you like this sort of style, basically the last 4 years worth of Patreon episodes is basically like this. Various different things. We have various series that we've done. What's So Great About the MCU, every MCU one up to a certain point. What's So Great About Ryan Gosling, What's So Great About 90s Action, that's one of mine, and What's So Great About Big Willy's Flops, aka Will Smith's bad movies. It's a really good time. And hey, thanks again to all the new patrons who've signed up. We got a big surge in patrons this month, so thank you very much and welcome. And
like we mentioned earlier on the show, we're currently covering the movies of Tony Scott. You guys were able to choose what category of movie you wanted. You overwhelmingly picked director, and then Andy chose Tony Scott over the Coen brothers and Christopher Nolan. But
sorry, guys, I couldn't do it. But yeah, we're doing good. It's actually, Tony Scott may not be the sexiest name around, but the movies that we're covering are actually really fun movies. Yeah. We just did Top Gun. We're about to do Beverly Hills Cop 2. And
we got The Last Boy Scout coming. We got Crimson Tide, Enemy of the State, some Man on Fire, a bunch of Denzel in there. Like, it's going to be...
If you want to hear us review those movies, the link is in our Instagram bio.
I would say subscribe for the Man on Fire review alone.
Ooh.
I'm gonna
big talk.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of my favorite movies, so you know, it's gonna be a good episode. I may even break out my walking
Christopher.
Yes, Christopher. Cool. You got a walk in it, yeah, right?
I got a walk in it, but I'm not going to do it now. But I'll save it for the Man on Fire episode.
I'm going to do.
We'll
one
both
now.
Bring our walk-ins.
I'm going to do one now, and then I'm going to do one in like how many weeks, and we'll see if I've improved. All right.
Okay.
This is my walk-in in Pulp Fiction.
Okay.
You know, he does the whole speech about the watch.
Uh-huh.
It's his ass.
That's good. Right? That's good, isn't it?
That's not it. That's not it. But that was good, right?
Okay, sorry.
It's like, so he gave me the watch. That's it.
I'm waiting for the next.
So he gave me the watch. It's just the way he says, give me the watch. Give me the watch.
So he gave me the watch.
No,
he knew.
Straight away.
Whatever.
You've lost.
No, just let me do my thing. You're being number four.
Okay.
I'm going to do a random quote.
Okay.
I'm going to tell them that they can find us on the Patreon. I got a lot to work on. Okay. I'm not even going to finish
Woody
that.
Allen?
Hang on. This is a good walk on. Okay. Ready? It's crap.
It's not bad. It's not bad. Yeah.
It's crap. All right. Well, I think we should probably wrap up the episode now.
If you can't afford to sign up to the Patreon, hear all that good stuff, you can do me a favor by giving us a rating and review. Now, Andy, in this episode, we answered 8 questions from our lovely fans. But I don't want an 8-star review. I want a 5-star review.
Yes, Terry.
Thanks. You know, you keep those coming through. You're keeping us in the charts, as you say. We're solid cemented now. The last, 3 months we've been,
Terry,
sniffing around the top of those charts.
I feel like, and this is something that I would probably normally say to you off mic. I'm going to say it to you on mic. I feel like we're on the cusp of tipping.
We're tipping? Are we going to tip?
I think we're going to tip, okay? I can feel it in my waters, all right?
I've never tipped,
I'm just
Andy.
Saying. Well, get ready, because you're going to tip like you've never tipped before, all right?
Okay. Why am I feeling uncomfortable now?
Don't you want to get off with me, Terry?
Yes.
All right. Folks, thank you so much. Thanks for listening to us as we record from home. Next week, we'll be from home, either fortunately or unfortunately, depending on what you thought of this episode. But after that, we're back to our usual studio hilarities.
Next week, I want to do an episode. I mean, it's not like I've been doing them for the past 3 years. I think we should do our top 5 albums that shaped who we are next week.
Boom. Let's do that. Yeah. Just like that.
Right? Just like that.
Great. And then, you're going to hate some of mine, but
I
brilliant.
Know, like.
No, but what's the? But what do we do, though? Do we,
talk
give each
about
other
it
a little bit?
We talk about it. No, and then...
I feel like we should give each other homework on it.
No,
personally.
What?
Because then it's just, you just listen to me and you're like, that's nice, but I don't know about that. You know what I mean?
You can tell.
We should give
me
a track per album. Okay.
And just talk about why this is the best track on the album.
Yeah. Now we can lead into the album, but we should have some sort of grounding as to.
I think it should be the 5. You know? So the 5 albums that, like I say, shaped us.
Yeah.
And then we send each other a track of each one. The track that we think is the best one.
Yeah.
Why it's the best one. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. But then also talk about the album too.
If I like it, then I'll go listen to the album.
Okay, great. Ooh. Brilliant, Terry. Yeah. You've just signed your own death warrant.
That's why I'm the creative director of the show, my friend.
Yeah. We never actually officially agreed on that. but yeah, great idea.
All right. Until then, folks.
My social battery has died.
Yeah. Until then, we will see you next week. And thanks so much for tuning in. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Bones sinking like stones, all that we fall for. Homes, places we've grown, all of us are done for. Sinking like stones, all the beat.
places we've grown, all of us are done for. Somebody to